you might have seen this next item floating around on social media, because if you order from your local takeaway, maybe you might get a burger, a pasty, fish and chips, or maybe some cold and flu remedies. Well, that's the order that was given to a local takeaway over the Christmas period. Feely's Fish and Chip Shop revealed that the unusual request was made to them. They put it up on their Facebook page on Friday, and the online order asked the driver to stop and get cold and flu tablets. The owner, Alan Feely, is with us. Alan, exactly what did this message on the request say?
Good morning. The message said that could you stop off at the shop, go in the shop next door and get us cold and flu, Benadryl cold and flu, as I'm not feeling good. She didn't really want the meal. She wanted the tablets more, you know.
What did she order? Did she order the fish and chips or what?
She ordered a pizza meal, a single meal deal, pizza and chips, you know, but just stated on the comment that she wasn't feeling good for the food, but she needed the tablets more, you know.
Surely you did a double take when you saw this come in.
Listen, it came in, we didn't really think anything of it, that's being truthful, and I sent one of my girls in to get the tablets and deliver them, you know.
Oh, you did, you got her the tablets. Were you not tempted to say, get lost, we're a fish and chip shop, we're not going to get you that?
No, well, listen, it's all about customer service as well, you know, the girl was sick, so we went and got her the tablets, and we sent them round, we put it up on Facebook as a bit of a joke, you know, and it went crazy.
It has, and it's gone as far as Australia. I believe you've been on CNN as well.
Yeah, it's travelled throughout the world, Australia, CNN News in America. There's Chinese papers doing articles on it the last couple of days. Our phones have been just ringing off the hook, you know.
I'm sure you weren't expecting this kind of publicity, Alan.
We were expecting no publicity at all. It's absolute crazy.
See,
you could pay
millions for an advertising campaign like that, people talking about your fish and chip shop in China.
You could pay millions and it wouldn't reach that sort of people, you know. That's the beauty of it.
Any weird requests since, Alan? And in fact, have you heard from this lady again?
Yeah, we spoke to the lady. She's gobsmacked herself. She's overwhelmed big time like ourselves that it's went so far, and she just wanted to be kept anonymous. She'd heard of it, you know.
Is she feeling better?
She's feeling better. We told her to PM us when she is better, and we'll give her a free meal, you know.
That's bizarre. Listen, Alan, thank you very much. Good to talk to you. Good luck
no
with your future. That's, I guess, what you call going viral. Stephen's been trying to go viral for years. We'll go back to that other discussion in a second about gifts. Ken Kelly, good morning.
Good morning, Vinny. I'm laughing there about your boss. He is one that would have used a taxi company for anything other than taxi. And the recent debate that he and I had was the fact that he had sent a taxi to get a pair of trousers from his mommy.
Oh, yes. Stephen would do that all the same.
But and the conversation was that he couldn't do it in the future because the infinite Mr. Hazard, as the minister, is bringing a new legislation that unless there's a passenger in the car, you won't be able to charge for the journey.
And tell us, in terms of being a taxi driver yourself, any weird requests you've had, apart from
Stephen? I have taxied for the last 36 years, and certainly now with the big companies, probably not as much, but certainly local companies in the day. You're talking 30 years ago when people had this money cars, yeah. Phone calls would have come down. Would you mind going into the butcher's, getting a pound of minced steak, go next door, get a bag of potatoes and bring it around to me? Because it was then a local service for local people who couldn't get out to the shops. So, yes, it wasn't uncommon in many ways, but you could hardly do that now when a fleet of 600 drivers. Those days are gone. The local companies will still do that, very much so.
So, basically, you were doing people shopping years ago, Ken?
Yeah, but it was good work because we were doing all sorts of work. I mean, before you came into the news business, the big business for us would have been when the news was recorded on film. The film had a process down in Belfast.
Right.
A pacemaker press. So we would have been taxiing packages going down there to get from different events. But certainly, it wouldn't be unusual to go get a ring around and say, listen, would you ever bring me down a birthday card for a 12-year-old?
Oh, no.
Oh, surely I've done that. We've done that in the past. That would not be unreasonable. But a list. But I mean, if you're a small taxi company and the work had stopped at 9:30, somebody rang in to go and get the messages, it was a good job.
I suppose you're not going to get any grief from that kind of passenger. Bag of spots.
No. But again, you have to remember the transport system. You know, there was nobody delivering. I mean, the chemists all deliver now. That's the first thing.
Do you find it difficult being a taxi driver? I often wonder when I'm in taxi, especially over periods like Christmas and New Year, and you get a lot of jits. I'm not including myself in this. When people have had drink taken, and I think, I don't know how taxi drivers listen to it.
I have to declare, and I certainly, and I am sort of semi-retired and don't do that type of work. But in the day, everybody's so happy on an old year night, you'd really want to say, yeah, don't want to go. I don't want to. It does put your head, and you're my bestest pal. They get you home, and then they don't want to pay you.
You get a lot of that. People running off.
Well, you do. You see, that's the old argument about the Uber. Uber, you're prepaid. You can run all you want.
Okay. Ken, listen, Happy New Year. Thank you very
all
much.
Right. But listen, Mr. Nolan, the Treasures, keeps setting for the Treasures. That's the main thing.
I'm telling you, he's on, what's that beach called? Copacabana Beach. So you're not allowed to wear trousers on Copacabana Beach.
Well, I don't know. As long as I'm not in the
Speedos only.
I mean, I live stand beside him. Makes me look slim, and I'm a big lad.
Ach, that's all. That poor Stephen, like, he struggles with
it. Talk about him when he's not here, Vinny. Talk about him when he's not here.
But the thing is, he's probably listening on Copacabana Beach, you know. He'd be lying there in his Speedo, basting. Telling you.
But you remember, too, in the day when we taxied 30-odd years ago, we used to deliver a lot of food because there was no such a thing as home deliveries then.
Mm-hmm.
So people would have rung around, ordered their Chinese, and would you ever go across, pay that Chinese, and bring it around to me?
Well, look, Ken, listen, thank you very much. Have a good day, and I hope you have some New Year's resolutions set for yourself. I'll pass your regards on to Stephen now.